I'm Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. Around the world, churches often compete for members. This mindset, says Joe Handley of A3, often blocks collaboration. He recalls two Indian leaders who began with suspicion in an A3 cohort.
They thought the other was stealing sheep from their church. And during the process of the 2 years, they became friends. And they realized it wasn't true. They started working together for the kingdom.
Learning more about local communities and helping them see a shared goal is central to A3. This is especially important as a major global shift is underway from a Western-centered approach to a more polycentric mission. It requires churches to learn to collaborate locally.
The Bible itself is about us being in unity together and how beautiful it is when the church is unified.
Pray that A3 continues to strengthen gospel work in communities worldwide. And the new annual report from the United States Commission on International Religious Freedom highlights persecution hotspots around the world. But a question remains. Will the U.S. government apply the commission's finding in their own International Religious Freedom Report? Todd Nettleton with the Voice of the Martyrs USA says,
now the challenge is for the last 2 years, the State Department has not issued that report. So it's like, okay, is this all we're going to get? Is this the end of the process?
The missing state report would provide tools the U.S. could use to encourage religious freedom around the world. Freedom could remove barriers to the gospel spreading. So what would you taking action look like? Well, if you're a U.S. citizen, contact your government representative and express your interest in seeing the state report issued. No matter where you live, use any list of persecution as a prayer guide. Thanks for listening to Mission Network News, a service of One Way Ministries. We're listener-supported by people just like you. So by giving to Mission Network News, you enable us to keep the stories of God's kingdom coming. And together, the Great Commission happens. Look for links at missionnews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.